What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesdays with Elliot. Training camp is pretty much every day with Elliot, but Tuesdays with Elliot until 4 o'clock. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, do you believe a DH should win MVP? 79.9% say yes. Before we get to the Mount Rushmore for this hour at 3:30, let's talk to Bam in Upper Darby. Bam, you're on WIP.
Yo, brother Spike, Ike, and Jackie Baseball. Hey, what's up, Elliot?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hi, Bam.
What up, Bam?
Now, Bam, tennis is tomorrow between Jack and Joe, unless it's too hot, too cold, too cloudy, too
air
rainy.
Air quality's bad.
Air quality bad from the Canada fires, whatever the hell. As long as that doesn't happen, it is tomorrow at 11:30, FDR Park. By the way, if we're going to the Phillies game, might as well just stop by there first. The question is, Bam, will you be there again, and will you be wearing your cheerleader outfit that says Team Fritz on it?
I sure will, and I'm bringing my personal cheerleader, Lady T.
There we go.
Is she your cheerleader, or is she Jack's cheerleader?
Or is she just a cheerleader?
Yeah.
She's my cheerleader. She's my wife.
Oh. This is the first time we've ever heard.
Is she rooting for Fritz, too?
Yes, she is.
There we go.
Wait, is this the first time we've heard about Bam's wife?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. She's right here. She hears you guys.
Oh, can she go? Can she come on the air?
Yeah, she's right here. Hey, babe.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh.
You're right. Bam's wife?
Well, there's always a
Mrs. Bam in Upper Darby?
Yes. There's always a new wrinkle to you, Bam. what does your wife think about you wearing a cheerleader outfit?
She thinks I'm silly, she says.
Okay. That's a fair assessment, probably. But, so is it like a...
Oh, you don't wear it? Oh, no, you don't wear it for her?
Sometimes.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
So, Bam,
but you got it last week at Party City.
Yeah, but okay. So here's a quick question, Bam. Yeah. Party City, I believe, has been closed for 2 years.
I meant to change that. I meant to tell you, I got it from Amazon.
Well, that is very different.
Way different than
yeah, because
than Party Central.
Yeah, one is Party going City into a store. Are you sure you got it from Amazon?
You sure did.
Okay.
You ordered it from me.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to see you tomorrow at tennis.
Yes.
Okay.
We will definitely be there.
Okay. And did you want to be in the Fantasy Football League?
I sure do.
Okay. Give us your sell. Why should we pick you?
Before I give myself.
Yes.
I know you guys are doing Mount Rushmore this week, right?
Yes.
Hey, Elliot, you got to give Elliot a Mount Rushmore for it. You know, he loves to wear those soccer jerseys. Hey, Elliot, you need to do a Mount Rushmore for the Union, too.
I'm sure they would love to hear that.
Yeah, I would love to hear
it. The Bastion Lip, too?
Yeah,
of course.
Well, he would definitely be on the Union Mount Rushmore.
Even Spike knows who he is.
Yeah. Well, and they traded him right when they were really good. And then, well, they sold him, I think, right? Didn't they sell
Andre
him?
Andre Blake, yeah. It's called selling him.
Yeah. So, Bam, tell us why you should be in the Fantasy League.
Because I'm going to let Lady T do my draft for me.
Okay.
She's going there with me on draft night.
Okay.
And she's the best. I think she said she's a better drafter than I am.
Huh.
Will you wear the cheerleader outfit to Chickies and Pete's?
Of course.
Oh. All right. This is intriguing.
Like my little brother, Fritz.
I know.
Spike.
Yes.
Before you let me go, I got to defend you.
Thank you.
I heard something on the midday show, right? This is a call-on-caller crime. I'm calling you out, Big V. You said you're not a fan of my big brother, Spike.
Oh, Big V? Yeah.
Don't disrespect my brother.
Oh, thank you, Bam. Thank you, Bam. I appreciate that. Yeah, there was a lot of disrespect, I guess, of me on the midday show today. First from Hugh saying
I heard
I'm
about
a bully.
The email.
Yeah.
Email heard around the world.
Yeah, it said thank you in it, single birds in it, that he perceived as threatening.
Right.
I think anytime anybody gives Hugh a deadline, he perceives that as threatening. that would be my guess, is to do something by a certain time.
I feel pressured.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to pressure anybody, you know. Well, man, there's always a new layer to the Bam. We've never heard about Bam's wife before. Or have we?
No.
She was there.
Yeah.
He feels...
Well, she'll be there tomorrow, I guess.
He wants to open up to us a little
more. And the Party City, but actually was Amazon. That is a very different experience, ordering it. Because he told us he went into Party City.
And they picked it out for him.
Yes.
Wow, that's a whole story.
Yeah, and there's no Amazon store.
No.
You can't just go to an Amazon store.
Yeah, he just ordered it.
Yeah, listen. Man. We'll see. Dude, we'll see. I don't know if it's passing the smell test.
If he is at FDR Park in the cheerleader outfit, the guy's got to be in the Fantasy League. He just has to. I'm sorry.
I agree.
All right.
Does he want to?
Yes.
What he said?
Yeah, he wants to be. Yeah, Lady T will draft for him. His wife. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. It's Mount Rushmore week. What?
If he doesn't get to use his own eye test, how does he get to?
He's a stats guy.
She's picking the team, he said.
Yeah.
I know. So what is he contributing?
Vibes.
Yeah, he's vibes.
The years of calling in.
He's cheering. He's cheering. Cheering.
All right.
You know? Yeah, they have a different, you know.
Yes.
You know?
I'm just wondering, what is he getting out of fantasy, fantasy football, if he's not.
Dude.
Not watching the games? Yeah, I don't know.
Sounds like the cheerleader outfit.
It's not about what he's getting out of it. It is about what we are getting out
of it. Okay. Yes. All right. Yes.
All right. It's Mount Rushmore week, 30 past every hour, every week. Now, Jack has this hours.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
What a beautiful open.
Yes.
Did we get that yesterday?
No, but it's from last year. Yeah. That's not Buzz's fault.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, did we get that yesterday?
It's still a great open,
last
though.
Year.
God forbid we get a new one.
Yeah. The Eagle Screech is pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Right. So what I have for you is the Mount Rushmore of Elliott takes. Now, what I believe, these are the four that would be etched in stone in Mount Rushmore, but for the listening audience's pleasure, I created a second Mount Rushmore as well for my favorite Elliott takes.
Wow, so you have two Mount Rushmores.
I have two Mount Rushmores of Elliott takes.
All right.
Because there's enough to fill up two mountains.
Just say you're doing a top eight.
Thank you. On the Mount Rushmore of Elliott takes, number one, not the most votes, but one that is, he stands tall and fights to the death about. Every stadium should have a dome.
Oh, yeah. It's a horrible.
I mean, it's
That's
obvious.
It's a horrible take.
It's a horrible
Also, you
opinion.
Just mentioned the tennis thing. If this was planned indoors, tennis would have already been played.
Yes, but we could have played tennis indoors. Tennis is not football.
Right,
tennis
but
is
when
not
you
played,
play it indoors, you don't have to worry about the weather.
Yes, but tennis is not played in bad weather. Football is.
Because there's no dome. They don't have to play football in bad weather.
Yeah, but they do.
Because when it was invented, there were no domes.
Sports. What's that?
Because when it was invented, there were no domes.
But like,
everyone
not,
says
football
it's an outdoor sport. Everything was an outdoor sport thing at one point. We used to go to the bathroom outside. Doesn't mean we have to do that now. It's true.
Well, if you're on a golf course.
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys say
nature,
about that?
When nature calls.
Yeah. I may have video of that from one of us.
Yep.
Well, not me.
Yeah. Nope. Not you.
Okay, yeah.
Not you.
Oh,
you
I
know
remember
who that
this.
Was.
Yeah. Second on the Mount Rushmore of Elliott takes. Is that he could luck into a home run.
Oh, yeah.
In Major League Baseball.
Yeah. And if we remember, I mean, that is your most famous tweet of all time, right?
It is. Yeah, I would say so.
It's bigger than Vonleh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think Vonleh is just a Sixers thing. Everybody, I mean, it's, I know this probably makes you not happy, Jack, but luck into a home run's kind of like baseball vernacular now. Like, you see a lot of big accounts use it.
It's too big a word. What does it mean?
Like, vernacular, it's part of the language. Part of the language of baseball.
Yeah, like that pitching ninja guy. He yes. always is like, oh, you could luck into a home run whenever someone throws a fast pitch, as if I was unaware how.
Now, did you just write a book?
Yeah. I didn't think he's vernacular.
Well, yeah. Look, all the words in Jack's book are four letters or less. Yeah.
Well, again, Joe Stein.
A lot of ands and does in the book.
And then. Well, no, it's funny. So Jill like started reading through it a little bit, and she's like, it was actually good.
I was
like,
shocked.
What do you think I was doing down there? Typing with one finger?
So she read the final copy? She didn't read,
throughout?
Like,
no.
Well, yeah. I got an early version of it. Let's just say there was a lot of red on the version I got. I got a PDF when we had him on the podcast. I said, could you send me the book? And I looked at it, and I was like, it almost gave me a stroke. There was so much red on the page.
The fills are red.
Yeah, okay.
Dude. What do you guys say about that?
So, by the way, your tweet was that you could rush for 1 yard?
I could score a touchdown in football.
You could,
score in basketball. I could luck into a home run in baseball, but I could never score a goal in hockey.
Okay.
And I still think that'd be the hardest to do.
Okay.
Even if you just were in front of the net.
Everyone
and
says
then
it. So just stand in front of the net and have it deflect off you. Like, A, how am I getting in front of the net without
You're
someone knocking
there.
Me over? And also,
He's playing soccer.
No, this is hockey.
Hockey.
And if the puck hits me, why do you think the puck's deflecting off me? That puck is just going down and I'm falling.
I'm trying to think what I think the most likely is. And it's
definitely football.
Yeah, it's probably get the yard.
Well, yeah, 1 yard. Yeah.
Push.
Now, basketball. Yeah, tush.
Yep.
Basketball.
You could
just throw it up from half court.
Against who? NBA players?
Yeah, NBA players.
You got
players.
No shot at scoring.
I could just throw it up from half court a bunch of times.
Well, how many?
I don't mean it's going in.
I agree.
How many times
I
are you getting
of them?
The ball?
Well, if the objective of the game was to get me to score, I'm not going to pass it to other people.
Well, that's not
or
the objective
argue,
of these.
But
things.
You could also argue in a basketball game they're not going to cover me.
Let me just say
so
this.
I might get wide open looks.
Have you been on an NBA court?
Yes. Like not against NBA players, but
Really?
Yeah.
My point is that you're saying from half court. Spike could tell you, you're not shooting from half court. So you have to literally throw the ball with one hand. How are you getting the ball to the rim from half court?
Well, I'm stronger than Spike, as we illustrated.
No, you cheated.
As we illustrated.
I would love my...
With the arm wrestling.
Give me a rematch.
I'm even stronger now than I was then.
Get the ball to the rim from half court.
Give me a rematch when one of us is not holding on with
their other
hand.
It would take all my strength.
You're 5'2".
Nah, I'm 5'9", but 5'8"-ish. Regardless, it doesn't matter.
All I'm saying is
the NBA court, it would matter.
It doesn't matter if I'm 6 foot or 5'9" when I'm throwing the ball up from half court.
No,
it's about muscle.
If you're telling me that no one's guarding you,
yeah,
and
no
they
one's
just
guarding me.
Okay, well, yeah. that's different than playing.
Why would they guard me? That's the
well,
point.
Well, in today's NBA, they actually do guard people when you cross
the
half-court.
Other thing not is, me. They're not going to be worried about me in the corner.
But think about this, Elliot. They could take the ball from you so easily.
Yes.
You would look like...
Oh, you can't dribble.
I actually am a very good dribbler.
For what it's worth.
They used to call me the professor back in middle school from and one. It's exactly right.
I know who you're talking about. They don't, but I know who you're talking about.
So I could dribble pretty well.
Okay, well, we need to see an Elliot dribbling drill.
I need to see this, yes.
By the way, at Fritz to camera 5.
Basketball? Yeah.
If you give me a dribbling drill, you may be able to convince me you could get the ball to the rim from half court. Because as of right now, I don't believe you could.
And the other thing is, you would 500 pitches. You're not hitting a home
run. No, you're not hitting a home run.
It would take more, I agree.
Yeah.
It would take you to hit the ball from second base to the outfield.
So I was thinking about this with Johan Duran, right?
Right. Johan
Duran. That
you said he's hittable?
No. It would be really hard to hit him, but I think he's a good example of what I'm talking about, where if I connected, he's throwing it so hard that would help project it.
But you wouldn't connect. And think about
it. But if I did,
here's the thing.
That's what
Elliot,
I'm saying, luck.
Elliot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He has allowed one home run this year to major league hitters.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I could do it.
Connecting. Like, yeah. You can't stand in a batter's box.
It would be scary. I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're scared of rain.
Well, that's different. That's about property value.
Okay,
but yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that you doing the tush push would be like Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
Now you can get in there. Yeah. You can get in on the tush push. I'll give you that one. Yeah. I'll give you that one.
So we're saying those touchdowns are so easy Elliott could score them. Okay.
Interesting. Next. Oh, wow. Put that on the record.
Yep.
Tweet that up. Put
we're
that video up.
We're not getting through all eight of these.
Yeah, no, we're not.
I'll stop.
So obviously also on your Mount Rushmore is that players should be able to bet on themselves.
Yeah.
Also a bad one.
We don't need to go through them. Yeah. Everyone disagrees.
Yeah.
And fourth on the Mount Rushmore of Elliott takes, for me, is Queen Elizabeth is the most famous person in the history of the world.
Even though there's no way you could, if I gave you a picture of four old ladies, you would be guessing.
No,
as to
I would
which
definitely recognize
queen.
Who Queen Elizabeth is. 1,000%.
Yeah.
I like the royal family and like the history and stuff. We watch documentaries on it.
Okay.
You see these kilts he's wearing every day?
Well, kilt's a little different.
Yeah, kilt's skirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm surprised there was pushback on that one, to be honest.
On what?
The queen being the most famous person
well,
in the world?
Well, it isn't, because again, as I've said again, if we went out, maybe in England, but if we went out on the street in Philadelphia and showed 500 people a picture of Taylor Swift and a picture of the queen, the number of people who would recognize Taylor Swift is much, much higher than the number of people that would
not
recognize the queen. And by the way, I could do that with Tiger Woods.
Beyonce.
Like, I could do it with Michael Jordan. Yeah. I could do it with Michael Jackson. I could do it with like any number. I could probably come up with 50 people very easily that, and we could test.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you're going outside 30th Street Station, maybe. But if you're going to everywhere.
Oh, why? Why?
The,
you think
well,
they're
I'm
dumb
saying,
here?
You're talking about a current city where most of the population is probably going to be younger walking by. But if you go through the
any
whole
major
world,
city. Any no, major what, city, Africa, yeah,
I don't think that's true.
Spain, I'm telling you that more people that
yeah, I think you're wrong though.
Yeah, well, so
Michael Jordan is definitely more popular.
So let me ask you this: Let me ask you this. Okay, you're saying some cities it might be different. What do you think the ratio of people who would recognize Taylor Swift in Philadelphia? And you can pick the neighborhood. In fact, you could pick
well,
any
just
suburb.
Just pick right outside. Yes, 30th Street Station.
Then the ratio of people who recognize Taylor Swift: how many of 500, and then how many would look at a picture of the Queen and say that is the Queen of England?
I think a lot of people would be like, "That's the Queen."
Okay, so what do you think the ratio would be? Because you're saying the most famous person of all time.
Right. Like you're saying out of the 500?
Yes, how many would know the Queen and how many would know Taylor Swift?
I think all of them would know Taylor Swift.
Okay, so 500 of 500.
Yeah, and I think at 30th Street Station, maybe a little less would know the Queen. But
maybe
I think,
a little less?
Yeah, a little less.
It would
but
be
I,
30
I think you're,
people.
You're underestimating the Queen. She
it would
was
be
the most,
30
she
people.
She was the ruler for like 80 years.
It would be 30 people. We have to do this. Can we send Buzz out to do this one day?
I know.
But
please,
I get to pick the picture of the Queen.
But no,
she has
no
a crown on.
No, because I could.
Well, then you can't put Taylor Swift on stage or whatever. It has
fine.
To be a headshot.
Fine, a headshot. But the truth is about the Queen. I could put a picture of any old lady with a crown on, and they would say a Queen. That's too deceptive.
That's why she's the most famous person
no,
in the world.
No, you're talking about her position was most famous. You are saying the person.
All right.
So all I'm saying is, if this is the most famous person of all time, I think my guess would be of 500 people. 450 would know Taylor Swift, and less than 30 would know the Queen.
Oh, no way. Easily over
people.
250 would know the Queen. They just have to go the Queen, right? Like, that's the Queen.
I know we're not betting money. We could bet some humiliating thing. There is zero chance that 250 right. people are going to know the Queen.
We'll see.
Okay.
Then the extra Mount Rushmore.
Okay, the second Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. College athletes should be able to stay in college as long as they want.
Yes, stupid take.
The highest grossing movie should win Best Picture.
I don't have a problem with it.
That's just a fact.
I don't agree with it, but I don't have a problem with it.
Who's the Academy to be like, this is the best movie when more people went and saw another movie?
Don't they have another category now, like blockbuster?
Yeah, they do biggest,
the,
yeah,
biggest movie of the
should
year.
Should be Best Picture.
Okay.
Seems like you're an innovator with that.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
Queen has more hits than the Beatles.
They just don't.
So this, I'm viewing hits differently. Like, I agree, charts.
There's no way to view hits. There's only one way to view
hits. You're
going to
hear the Queen in bars and at stadiums way more than you're going to hear the Beatles, is
okay.
my point.
But that's a different thing that has more hits.
I guess.
I mean,
like jock jams in their stadiums more, too.
More number one hits.
I know.
More
I know.
Top 10 hits. More album sales. Like,
yeah, but you never hear them other than commercials. The only time you ever hear the Beatles is honestly on like car commercials. You hear Queen at like bars, sporting events.
You're too old for this, brother. Like, as many of the bands that you're hearing at bars is like, you're almost 40.
Well, no, but that is what I'm saying. Okay. Like, you talk about a hit, that's where you hear hit music.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No.
It's true.
And then the final one on the Mount Rushmore, the second Mount Rushmore belly takes, is that baseball should have 9 fielders, but also you're allowed to have 9 DHs.
I love this one. Like an offense and a defense. So like you would have 9 hitters and then 9 fielders, and you don't
completely
have
completely different. Like, yeah,
like
the
football,
guys play
like football.
Defense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ike likes it. I can
no,
tell.
I hadn't even heard this one before. I think I missed out on this
yeah,
one.
I've yeah, I've never heard this one. I mean, I think it's dumb, too.
Is this some YouTube you talk? What do I haven't heard
well,
this
no,
tape
I
before.
Did it when Rhys Hoskins tore his ACL. I said it was ridiculous he had to be out there playing defense.
Oh.
When he's just good at hitting. So I think you should do 9 hitters and 9 defenders, and that is how you should play baseball.
Well, what if you're good at both?
Then you could play both if you wanted. But you should have the ability to have 9 hitters. It's like how they're going to pretend Travis Hunter's good at offense and defense.
Oh,
so,
right. I forgot
so
about
they
this
can,
whole thing.
You know, do that. But 9 hitters, 9 defenders.
Okay. Before we.
He's special.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we could do a third and
you
fourth.
You changed
Mount
the
Rushmore.
Whole game of baseball. It's completely changed.
We didn't even
the game.
Put the cheesesteak one that happened yesterday.
Yeah. Seems the feedback on that wasn't good.
No.
I've heard. Yeah.
No.
I haven't read, but.
Yeah. Justin was
whenever
like.
It reaches my friend group, I can tell. It's, yeah.
Justin was like, do you think I could put that online? I was like, please, put it online. Yeah. Put it online. Put it online. Practice today. How did Jalen look today?
So today was a good example of why the training camp stats require context. So he was 12 of 20, 5 touchdowns and 1 interception. But I gave him a B+ on the day because I thought there were 3 throws that were really poor. But he also had some throws that were really special. Like I thought his touchdown to Jahan Dotson today, there was pressure in his face. He backed up, threw it off his back foot, like 15 yards over the fingertips of the defender. Jahan Dotson back the end zone touchdown. He had a really nice throw to Devontae Smith down the right sideline, probably a 25-yard touchdown. It was Josh Uche in coverage who actually did a decent job, but still, that was a nice throw. He had one of the best throws I've seen.
Josh Uche on Devontae?
Yeah, that was a mismatch.
Yeah,
not what the defense was going for.
I didn't realize
for.
What you said
but
there.
But Jalen recognized it, saw it, and got it to Devontae. And then he had a really nice throw to Saquon for a touchdown over the middle.
Glad
was,
he recognized Josh Uche on Devontae Smith.
That's that pre-snap ability.
I feel like I could have lucked into a touchdown pass on that one.
I don't think he could have thrown yeah. it like that. But Saquon Barkley, 10-yard touchdown over the middle. Like he put some zip on it to get it through defenders. So those were nice. But then he had some throws that, you know, I dinged him heavily for it. Because,
well, not that heavily because you gave him a B+.
Well, it would have been an A+ day. So I docked him a whole letter grid.
Okay.
You got to
okay.
factor that in, Spike.
So I just want to, here's just one.
Well, can I, do you yeah. want to describe the interception?
Sure, 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 sure.
Okay. So the first one, there was pressure in his face, backed up. He was like backing up, threw it off his back foot, lofted it to the front of the end zone. Reed Blankenship picked it up easily. I thought it was a really bad throw. The other one, it was probably a 5-yard throw to Dallas Goedert. Keely Ringo.
Are you noticing what's happening here, by the way, Ike? The really bad throws don't count.
Yes.
Okay.
What are you talking
right.
about? They don't count. I
you
just
gave him a
told
B+.
You. Yes, B+. He had 1 interception and 5 touchdowns. So yeah,
here's my issue with this.
Okay.
And you know I'm a training camp stats guy.
I know you are.
Is that you're changing what you said at the beginning of camp. What you said at the beginning of camp is the ball should never touch the ground. And what you always bragged about, especially with last year that
yes.
came into this special year,
yes.
was that the ball never touched the ground. Now, he's completing 12 of 20. He has thrown 4 interceptions already in camp.
No, I think it's 3.
3. Okay, yeah. 3 interceptions in camp. You are continually noting bad throw here, bad throw here, bad throw here.
Yeah.
But you are grading him on a curve because what you're saying now is he's making big plays in camp. But what you said at the beginning is he reminds me of Tom Brady in
Correct.
The fact that it never touches the ground.
Correct.
So you're changing how you're grading him.
Well, but
you
view it as changing. I'm just grading off what I'm seeing. Like both can be positive. You know, like you can get an A on something in a multitude of different ways.
It's just not what you said before. It's not.
But don't you see when there's 5 touchdowns that makes up a little bit for
well,
the
when
incomplete?
They start at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, you should have a lot of touchdowns, and
yes.
he had a lot of touchdowns. That's okay. the point I'm making.
Okay.
Okay.
But he
and
also
then,
had a bunch of bad throws.
Yeah, he had 3 bad throws.
Okay.
In 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's too many.
No, I again, that's why I dinged him a full letter grade.
This sounds like a C day to me.
Okay. Well, I was out there, and on the interception, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
He had another bad throw that I thought was honestly worse than the interception.
Oh, jeez.
Do we have another one?
How many Mount Rushmore's of bad throws do we have?
There were three bad throws.
You remember ball never touches the ground.
Yes,
the ball,
I do.
The ball
I do,
is hitting the ground. But
okay.
Again,
this
you,
is 60%
dude,
in camp.
I gave him a D plus
it's
on one day. I gave him a C minus the other day.
It's 60%
yes,
in camp.
But five touchdowns is five touchdowns. That matters when you're talking about the totality
he's
of the
changing.
Day.
He's changing.
I'm not changing.
So
changing.
Who picked that pass off?
So Reed Blankenship picked off one, and then the other one Keeley should have had.
The one with Reed Blankenship, there was a little confusion.
It was not Cooper. If that's what you're talking about.
So it wasn't Cooper.
I mean, who said it was Cooper? Devin, I heard on air, said it was Cooper.
I just saw tweets there.
Oh, we all look the same now?
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
I'm pretty sure it was Reed.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm just.
Yeah.
I was poking at you.
Yeah,
with that,
no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure, right. It was Reed.
So B plus day.
All right. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every single day and then one after practice. So there's a new
Already
one
out.
In your
yep.
feed there. Elliot, thank you as always. Great job. Coming up, by the way, it's Mount Rushmore week. We have Ike's Mount Rushmore of 90s sitcoms coming up at 4:30.
Looking forward to it.
Coming up next, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. 215-592-9494. Should Kyle Schwarber as a DH, that is the main thing today, be able to win the MVP. I say no DHs win the MVP, even though I love Kyle Schwarber. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.